Welcome back to the Green Zone, a pregame show ahead of the West final in the Canadian Football League. Next week, it'll be the Grey Cup in Winnipeg. Who's going to be there? It's coming down to crunch time out east. Hamilton down by three, driving against the Montreal Alouettes. The Riders and the BC Lions kick things off just past 5:30 on TSN. But right now, it's time to find out what we're eating and who's going to eat.
Who's going to eat with Belton Johnson?
Presented by Sherwood Co-op.
1, 2, 3, let's eat!
Each and every week, we look at the matchups we like and tell you who's eating, who's having a big day for the Riders and the Lions in the West Final. And then Belton gives you his tailgating tip with Sherwood Co-op. Comfort food was the hint. But Belton, where do you want to start on who's going to eat?
Let's start with that Rider defense, Jamie.
Rough Riders defense. There's so many playmakers there, Belton. Which one do you pick to have a big afternoon?
I'm going to go with Kearney.
Malik Kearney. Why is that?
They got to get pressure on Rourke. They have to contain Rourke. Whatever they do, just hit Rourke and make him think a second time about even coming onto that field, man.
All righty. Daryl Davis.
Sting him. Yeah, well, I'm thinking the same thing, but who's going to spy him, right? When they put a linebacker on him, they have to have somebody. He's one of the few quarterbacks in this league that you have to spy a lot of the time. Is it middle linebacker Jameer Thurman or strong side linebacker Antoine Brooks Jr.? Mm. I don't know. I think Brooks has become a real key to this team, allowing C.J. Revis to move to safety. I think Brooks is going to have – he's going to eat.
You're going with Brooks?
Yeah.
I don't. There's something about the guy in the middle of the defense.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jameer Thurman.
Yep.
Yeah. He's
locked.
He's
in,
had
man.
A couple of big
plays in big games too. Right?
Going back, picking a big intercept, those types of things. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Jameer Thurman on who's going to eat his first CFL All-Star nod too.
Is
for Jameer
right?
Thurman. He's been a division all-star once before, but I can't believe it. It's just he's had a great career, but his first one was this season. Where are we moving to next, Belton?
Let's go over to the BC Lions defense there, James.
Okay, leaving the offenses for last. What do you got for the BC Lions defense? Who do you think it's going to be to have a big day?
Middle linebacker, Mike Alway.
You're going with the BC middle linebacker. Well, he and AJ Ouellette might get to know each other pretty intently today.
A little bit.
Daryl, who are you going
with? I like their rookie corner, and this kid just makes play after play after play. Robert Carter Jr., number 26.
Maybe the play of the year in the Canadian Football League with that interception midseason. Robert Carter Jr. I think he's going to make an impact today. I think it's going to be former Rough Rider Deontay Williams. I'm going to go with number 9, the Sam linebacker. They're going to need a play, and I'm going to go with him for that one. All right. Belton, where are we going next?
Let's stick in BC there, Jamie.
Offense of the BC Lions. Who's eating?
Who did the God Center cheat for there? Hatcher or something? Yeah, Hatcher. I'm going Hatcher.
Keon you never know. Hatcher. League leader in receiving yards. That's where Belton's going. Daryl, where
some
are
of those
you?
Yards are still in dispute, right?
Yeah, they are, Daryl.
I still don't think that was clear and obvious catch, the one that beat the Rough Riders last time they were here. Uh-huh. Yeah, but who caught those two? Didn't Aiden Eberhard catch both touchdown catches? Last game?
Yep.
Yeah. That's my guy. That's who I think Rourke looks to him. He's his possession guy. I know he's got great receivers, but it seems like Eberhard comes up when he needs them.
All right. I'll go with another former Rough Rider in Justin McInnes. He's on this. I think Fields will have his hands full Justin McInnes in that one. For that one. So we finish off Belton. Who's eating for the Rough Riders offense today?
Can I pick them all? No?
All?
No.
All of the above, says Belton. Okay, no. Let's pick one.
I'm going to go with Emilis, man.
Samuel Emilis. Just a feeling. Well, you said all, so you think all of them are going to have a big day.
Somebody's.
I think with four American offensive linemen, they're keying on the running game.
Yeah.
A.J. Ouellette.
Yeah. Oh, that's I think A.J.'s going to have a huge day. Can I double up with Daryl on A.J. Ouellette?
Sure. We're allowed to agree once a season.
No, because there's no Keyshawn Johnson, I think Kean Schaefer-Baker is going to be Mr. Second Down for Trevor Harris. So I'm going to go with number 89, KSB, for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders on having a big day. Okay, there you have it. Who's going to eat? Now we find out what we're eating with Belton Johnson's tailgating tip with Sherwood Co-op.
Weather's pretty cool out there, right? I like to get something that's going to stick to the bones, Jamie, and Daryl.
So comfort food.
That's it. We got chili for you guys today, right? So with the chili, the first thing we got to do, Daryl, get the I like lean ground beef, right? Yep. And add a little bit of chili powder in there, get it all cooked up and everything.
Lean or extra lean?
Well, I like lean.
Okay.
And extra lean wouldn't be bad either, right? Okay. So, and again, put the chili powder in there. I like to mix it all up in there while it cooks and everything. And once that's browned and cooked up, you know, I like to throw in some onions. I like to throw jalapenos in there too. But my son wasn't here this weekend. I got my girls. They don't like it as spicy or anything. So didn't add the jalapenos, but did add garlic and got all that cooked up and everything, right? And once that's all cooked up a bit, I like to throw a bit more chili powder in there. I like to throw a bit of cumin in there. Use red bell pepper, threw that in there. Crushed tomatoes. What else did I use? A can of diced tomatoes. Kidney beans. I like to drain those and add that in there, right? So a bit of beef broth, tomato paste, a little bit of brown sugar just to take the zing or the tanginess out of the tomatoes there and everything. Mm-hmm. But Daryl, you know what my secret ingredient for this is?
I thought the brown sugar was there because I put a little brown sugar in my chili too. Yeah. Boy, what else would be? Cumin's a good one. I'm learning a couple of tricks. I don't know what your secret one is.
A can of beer. A can of beer.
I can handle that. Okay. That's a good one.
So get that all together, get it all to a roar and boil and everything. And once it starts boiling, I like to reduce the heat, let it cook for about 60 minutes, just simmering and everything. And once it's got that thickness that I like, guess what, Daryl?
It's eating time.
And then, Daryl, also with the chili, I brought some toppers here. I like to add a bit of sour cream and some cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Sounds good to me.
That's comfort food for me.
I think so, and that's perfect for a day like today, man. All right. See you, Jamie.
It's eating time.
All right.
Some chili. I like the you got to go sour cream and cheese as a topper all the time. All the time. Love it. There it is. Some chili for some comfort food on a cold playoff day in Saskatchewan. Sold out crowd, Mosaic Stadium. Riders against the Lions. Real quick update. 16-16. Montreal has the ball with 55 seconds left. At their own 49-yard line, second and 10. Davis Alexander's in the game, but he is limping. So might have re-aggravated the hamstring, not quite sure. We'll keep you up to date on who's going to the Grey Cup from the East. But coming up next here on the Green Zone, it's time for the coach. Yes, Corey Mace weighs in on the West Final from the coach's chair next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. It is a final in Hamilton. Maltos Diaz from 43 yards away sends the Montreal Alouettes to the Grey Cup. 19-16, a walk-off field goal for the Alouettes. So Montreal has booked their ticket to Winnipeg coming up at 5:30 Saskatchewan time at Mosaic Stadium. Who's going to join them in Winnipeg? Will it be the Riders or the BC Lions? as the Tiger Cats leave the field. Dave Naylor reported before this game that there is some speculation Bo Levi Mitchell has contemplated retiring after this season despite another great year. Was that it for Bo Levi Mitchell, future Hall of Famer in the Canadian Football League, as Maltos Diaz puts the Alouettes into the Grey Cup? But right now, it's time to head to the coach's chair.
Let's go!
He's got the answers to the questions you want to know about the green and white. Now, the coach's chair.
And we start off with head coach Corey Mace responding to this comment from his quarterback.
We're the big dogs.
They are the big dogs.
I think you should carry that mentality in any game that you play. I think, if you're going in thinking that, you're nervous and it ain't going to work out for you, I don't know if that bodes well going into a physical football game. So, but as a team, I just think having that experience for us last year, I think bodes well going second time around.
And what about the decision at kicker? Was that an easy one to put Brett Lauther back in there, or how did that play out?
Yeah, same thing. Like we always talk about throughout the week, looking at things and what that looks like for us, just the roster construction as well, and having the faith in what Brett's being able to do and being able to kick through these elements as he's done in years prior. For us, it made sense that was our guy. The locker room feels the same way, and we got to go out there and prove it.
What do you need to do to slow down the offense that the guy beside you is going to call and number 12?
Yeah, I don't know. If you can, maybe if I ask Buck, he'd give me some heads up. But they've done a tremendous job, man. I think, everybody's seen that. Nathan's playing at a high clip. The receiving core is excellent. O-line is big. Running backs, whether it's Butler or, Horvath, they've had big games, man. And then Buck's calling. So, it's a tall task, but, defensively, like any game, we just got to be on our P's and Q's and seeing what we see and making sure that we execute and communicate.
Corey, how exciting is this matchup just as a competitor? Number one offense against number one defense going at it.
Yeah, I think for the fan bases, it's excellent. This is what you want. From the player's standpoint, I know that's probably what they want as well. If you, at this point in the season, where everybody's trying to go, you got to show up and you got to be the best. So, it's a tall task, no doubt. Like we talked about, two really good football teams. It should be excellent for the league and for CFL fans.
Corey, how close was Keyshawn to being in this lineup?
Yeah, very close, man. Tough decisions like we talked about. Very close, man. But, we had Joe Robustelli, who's healthy, And for us, I understand the lure of it, but, we want to put together the best team that we feel gives us the option to win this game. And Keyshawn, while he's close, he's just not quite close enough, I think. And so, yeah, man. We're pleased with the roster we put together. I'm excited to see those guys roll.
Corey, you spoke the other day about how tough some of the roster decisions were going to be. What was it like trying to determine which offensive lineman you would dress and you would start? I can't imagine that was a simple one by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, no, that was definitely one of those situations that we kind of just had to sit together, as a staff and see what made the most sense for us. And speaking with Tate, this guy, he earned his starting spot early in the season, obviously lost it due to injury, and then worked his tail off, man, all year to potentially have an opportunity. And honestly, that's the one thing about, having the week last week for us is being able to see what that progression looks like to get those guys out there. So, extremely grateful for a lot of, guys that specifically at that left guard spot have stepped in for us. I think it's added tremendous depth for us now at the position. But ultimately, we went through the other potential combinations, and that was the one that hit home for us. So, excited for him personally to get his opportunity to get back in the lineup. And even, you know, Zach Fry coming back as well.
Yes, Zach Fry will be the number six offensive lineman for the Saskatchewan Roughriders as Trevion Tate is back in left guard as the Riders will start four Americans. That's why they went with Brett Lawther as the kicker, I think, is because of ratio.
He mentioned it, but they keep falling back on the fact that Brett Lawther's done this before, right?
And the guys in the room want him there,
yes,
I think.
Yes, they do. I think they believe in him. They think they're going to... you know, it can certainly come back and bite them in the butt, can it, Belton? They might really backfire, and then they're going to look horrible because they had an opportunity to make a change. But then again, if he plays well, then they say, see, we told you all along, no big deal. But it could go either way, couldn't it?
Well, and that's the, you know, we just kind of watched the Alouettes and the Ticats there, right?
Yep.
Last second kicker. Field goal, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm worried about, right? You know, if it's that
from
tight.
From 44.
Yeah.
Game on the line.
I might have to go get a drink or something somewhere. I'm just saying, man. But, yes, are we talking about kickers now?
Right here, right now, we're going to talk about bold predictions, miscellaneous. There's a few miscellaneous things that could happen and have an impact. Let's start with the crowd. Illegal procedure, time count violations for the BC Lions. How many do you think Rider Nation draws from BC?
One.
Today. One, says Daryl
They've
Davis.
Been working on silent count all week, right? They know it.
Oh, BC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah
they're ready for it. I know they don't like it, Belton, and as you said, it distracts the offensive linemen, but I think there might be one. There might be one in there. Pro teams are getting so good at the silent count now, but it can still certainly... it should affect one time, and then they'll even go crazier, right?
Yes, they will. I'm going to go at least one as well, Jamie.
One?
Yep.
I'll take the over at two.
Yeah.
You can practice it, Belton, but what's going to be in there at Mosaic Stadium today is going to be nothing you can practice for. Cowbells will be humming, those big, bulky leather mitts just thumping clapping. Together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be loud. Okay. Miscellaneous question number two. This one's for Daryl. Yes or no? Will there be a God Center replay review? One that we all go, what?
Of course there will be.
That's a yes.
The God Center can't keep its hands off anything here.
They didn't. I was going to say no. Watching the East Final, there wasn't one.
You know
today.
What? There hasn't been in the semifinals either. Maybe they got the message and said, just back down. Back down. Put your handcuffs on and turn off your monitors. And if you get called upon, then get into the game. But don't just keep interjecting yourself into the game. And that's the problem. I know we're not going to go backwards and get all reviews out, but slow down and don't take over the games the way they have been.
Belton?
Oh, man, I'm on the fence, man. I'm going to go no.
That's okay.
But in the back of my head,
it won't be as decisive as the two that hurt the Rough Riders last time BC was in town.
You never know, Daryl.
Yeah, you never know. Isn't that the truth?
If the God Center gets one right, where we're like, okay, they got it right. But I'm talking about what? Like the two last week, how can they overturn those calls?
Yeah.
And now the kicker.
Oh, boy.
Brett Lawther. What will he do today? Makes, misses, and his longest make today. I almost want to throw another one. Will he have to kick a clutch field goal in the final 3 minutes or overtime?
I think any field goal kick is going to be clutch. Is there any extra points at all?
but Brett Lawther makes, misses, and that includes point afters, of course, and his longest. I believe Brett Lawther will make four. I think he will miss one, but his longest make will be from 47 yards today.
5 of 5.
Five.
He's not missing nothing today.
Longest?
What did you say? 40?
47.
I was going to say. I'm going to go 43 then, Jamie.
Daryl Davis.
5 of 6.
So he'll make five, miss one, and his longest?
49.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's close to that. Okay, Daryl.
All right.
I think
there we go.
I think, As long as it's not into pill country, although it's not pill country today, right? Because Budweiser sponsors, it's not Molson Coors. There's no Coors light signs in the stadium either at the moment.
Yeah. Pill country is covered up with tarps, although I think Rider fans will probably rip those down by the end of the first quarter. And they're just going to have to live with it. As we continue here on the Green Zone pregame show, coming up next, Britton Gray's player profile interview. He talked to all-star C.J. Revis and, of course, the roster check. 13 changes for the Riders from their regular season finale, but most of it's good news. That's all coming up on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone pregame show ahead of the West Final at a sold-out Mosaic Stadium. The Rough Riders against the BC Lions. We now know who the winner will play in the 112th Grey Cup in Winnipeg at Princess Auto Stadium. It will be the Montreal Alouettes who beat the Hamilton Tiger Cats on a walk-off field goal. Jose Maltos Diaz put one through from 44 yards. To beat the hometown Tiger Cats, but two big storylines out of this one. Bo Levi Mitchell watch. There is some speculation. He might hang him up after this season. And will Davis Alexander be ready to play? He was on the limp at the end. He did finish the game. He was in the medical tent. They had McLeod Bethel Thompson warming up, but he was limping again. Of course, he's been battling a hamstring injury all season long. So a few things to look out for on the heels of the East Final.
What's that, 12 straight victories for
13? I think 13? He's 13-0.
That's crazy.
As a starter for the Montreal Alouettes. Yeah. And watching Montreal last week in the East semifinal, gained some momentum, beating Winnipeg, then going into Hamilton. Is that what the BC Lions are capable of doing?
Well, they are, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just think the Riders are ready for
it. I do, too. Yeah. But it's the type of thing that you get that momentum building, don't you? And I think that's what Montreal did. Knocking off Winnipeg's a big deal because Winnipeg had been in the last five Grey Cups. So you beat them, you get confident, and move forward. And BC's certainly capable of that. And that's the type of thing that the Rough Riders have to be careful of because it's the rest versus rust thing again, right? The Riders are rested, but the BC has a little bit of momentum, having won seven straight games, too.
Let's get to Britton Gray's player profile as he talked to all CFLer CJ Revis.
What's it mean to you personally, being named an all CFLer?
It means the world to me. You know, honestly, everybody has a goal going to this season, and those were my goals along with the Grey Cup. So I think almost done, but not done yet. So I think trying to max it all, man, in the great year with the victory.
What's it mean to you that you've really got the respect around the league as one of the best linebackers in the CFL now?
I appreciate it, honestly, and I still feel like an underdog. You know, I don't see myself talked about a lot. I don't see myself talked about on the game podcast a lot. So it's all other guys being named and mentioned. So I feel like I'm just trying to keep on putting it on tape so they can stop ignoring me.
What's this journey been like for you the past few years here? You're coming, obviously, back up, and now, once again, here you are, all CFLer.
It's crazy, man. The first year out here in 22, I tore my Achilles twice, you know, so I feel like just coming off of that, you know, ain't nothing but God, honestly. I think just staying faith-driven and staying process-driven has got me to this point, you know, even when it's not looking how I wanted to look, just keep going with my process and my routine, and it ends up paying off for me.
Was it tough to kind of keep that positive mindset and stay through? We talk about guys in rehab.
Man. It's tough days, and then to have back-to-back of the same injury, you know, I think it was, like I said, all credit to God, man. I don't know how I did it, but just thank you, God.
How much do you value your flexibility out there? Because safety, linebacker, they can kind of put you wherever.
Right. I value it a lot. I think we all pride ourselves on being able to play more than one position, all DBs in the backfield. We're all able to play multiple positions, so I just feel like I've just gotten out. Opportunity to do it in the games and have done a pretty good job at keeping top on the defense and just making sure we keep don't miss a beat. You know, we didn't have our MODP for the last few games and we tried to keep it afloat, you know, without them. So I'm just happy we got a chance to do that.
I know last year is last year, but you guys got so close getting into the West Final, lose to Winnipeg. Do you guys who were there kind of use that as fuel this year?
I think all offseason you just kind of just feel those emotions. You know, you feel those emotions. You know how close you can be. You know how minute the the details are in getting the win or loss. You know, it's about the small things, about everybody doing their jobs, everybody trusting one another. I think we have really locked in on that this year. We really have found trust in each other, and everybody's bought in to Coach Mason's plan and all stuff, so I think we're going to be fine.
What is different about this group this year to take that next step and get back to the Grey Cup for the first time since 2013 for this franchise?
Everybody just playing for one another, you know, playing for your brother. Everybody being not just confident but conviction. You know, Coach Mace, I always say conviction over confidence. So know your job and know you're going to get it done for your brother and for yourself.
How important was it to get the West Final here in Saskatchewan and have that crowd on your side?
Very important, man. Go Rider Nation. I can't wait to go out there and rock out in front of the team.
Weather might be cold. You used to play in cold weather. Is that something going to be a little – got used to it?
I'm used to it now, playing in Sask for a little bit, but I'll be all right.
You guys looking forward to laying some hits, though? Like, I've heard – talk to some guys. They say you lay a hit on a guy in the cold, they're less likely to want to take one again.
Yeah, for sure. I think I try to do that anytime. You know, hot, cold, rain, sleet, snow, I don't really care what it is. I think we just got to go out there and handle business.
That is C.J. Revis, all CFLer this year.
Used to it now. I'm used to that cold now.
Who's starting at safety
yeah.
today.
Good move.
Antoine Brooks Jr. So they're doing the designated nationalized American thing. You want to go through
explain
that?
It?
No.
Yeah. It
just means that Ali Saad starts at defensive tackle ahead of Mike Rose.
But for a number of players.
Will be in there. Now, here's the thing. Usually there's like one or two Canadians that are the guy that Rose can replace to come in, but it's only Ali Saad. So if you see Rose on the field and you don't see Saad on the field, that'll count as a snap. And that only happens 23 times. So they cannot have Sanders and Johnson on the field at the same time. They can have Sanders and Rose on the field. They can have Johnson and Rose on the field. So it'll be interesting to see on it's 23 snaps that Saad comes off for Mike Rose.
They have that much faith in Ali Saad, hey?
Well, he had gotten better there.
Yes, he has gotten better. And, you know, they haven't had to rely on him, but this is a game that this is the biggest game of the year, and now they have to. And this is a pretty tough quarterback to track down and keep it contained. So interesting that they have that much faith in the rookie. Who, yeah. As you say, Belton he's been okay. He's been getting better as he goes along, but there's a lot of confidence put on his shoulders now.
It is.
I'll be counting. Are you going to be counting in the press?
23? No, I'll let them handle it.
You'll let the CFL handle that one? Okay. Jamie Dye, Darrell Davis, and Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone pregame show. Let's go around the CFL on some of the CFL news. Of course, it was the all CFLers that were announced. 9, a record number. For the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, as 9 riders get all-star nods. So you have Micah Johnson on the defensive line, C.J. Revis, Jameer Thurman, Roland Milligan Jr., Tavon Campbell on defense. On offense, 3 offensive linemen, Jermarcus Hardrick, Logan Ferland, and Jacob Bramer, as well as Keyshawn Johnson, who is not playing today. As you heard, he's close, but won't play today for the Rough Riders. Joe Robustelli will be in on that one.
He's played pretty well, but he's not quite the speedster that Keyshawn Johnson's really given him that breakaway speed on that side. But having Dante Myers stretches it a little bit, though. Yeah, he's got some speed, too. So he stretches things a little bit. So it's not a bad receiving core. It's a great offensive line. They got a good running back. They got a dependable quarterback. They're pretty well poised against a team whose defense has struggled a little bit. Jamie talked to Matthew Betts a little bit earlier, and there's been a turning point. They're getting better as the season's gone along, but it's not one of the strongest defenses in the CFL, is it?
No, it's not. And that's why I think they need to test them early on here. Mm-hmm. You know, again, I have to look back at the last game that the Riders played against BC, and again, Trevor Harris, he came out fire and blazing. Mm-hmm. So I need to see that. I want to see some deep shots early on. Let them know the dogs are here, man.
Yeah. And the other CFL headlines, of course, as we've been mentioning, 1916, a Maltos Diaz walk-off field goal settled the East Final. The Montreal Alouettes are going back to the Grey Cup for the second time in 3 seasons. Of course, 2 years ago, upset the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in Hamilton for a Grey Cup championship. Not in Hamilton. Where was that Grey Cup?
Sorry, which one?
It was in Hamilton. Yeah, what am I talking about? It was in Hamilton.
Yeah, Montreal plays well in Hamilton, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
That was the Cody Fajardo throw to Philpott at the end of that game to clinch that Grey Cup championship. So Montreal's going back, but it looks like a hobbled Davis Alexander who limped his way to the end. Didn't leave the game, but very much was hampered by something in the East final.
Hardy Cup update. It's over. University of Saskatchewan Huskies defeated the University of Regina Rams 25-24 in Saskatoon. They will face Queens, right? The
Ontario champion.
In the Mitchell
in Bowl. Saskatoon.
Yeah, next Saturday, right? So, yep.
And, of course, the Vanier Cup is being hosted in Regina. So
then the Rams won't be in it. They were hoping to, and they were close. Those Huskies. Huskies-Rams back and forth, right? The Huskies lost last year. They won this year. Wild how that happens. It's like the Hilltops and the Thunder. And the Thunder, right? Yep. Two great programs taking turns winning championships.
So it's a bunch of provincial championships. Of course, Miller lost to Holy Cross last night in the 6A provincial championship on the postgame show. We'll recap all the other provincial finals that are either wrapping up now or just wrapped up. But the Saskatchewan High School's website, not quite up to date on those finals around. But there's another big, big story in the Canadian Football League this week.
There was.
Ryan Dinwiddie's the new head coach and general manager, and Dave Naylor reporting that the Toronto Argonauts are allowed to ask permission to interview Mike O'Shea starting tomorrow. Are expected that Mike O'Shea is their target to potentially become the new head coach and maybe to pull him away from Winnipeg, the general manager.
That's the only way
the Argos.
Only way they could do it. Yeah. And well, John Murphy, who's kind of the associate general manager, he does pinball's work in terms of personnel stuff. So I don't know if John Murphy's going to step aside enough. He'd have to let Mike O'Shea have the final say on personnel. But does O'Shea want to leave Winnipeg? He doesn't have a contract. And it's kind of every year.
Yeah, he signs two-year deals. And
after the season, he doesn't panic about it. Well, he knows somebody want him.
Well, I still think the Bombers will want him, wouldn't they?
Yes, they do.
I mean,
but they have to give permission, basically.
But would they get rid of Kyle Walters to do it, the general manager there?
Ooh.
He's put together a pretty solid team over the years, hasn't he?
What an interesting week it's going to be in Winnipeg with the speculation around the interview of Mike O'Shea.
Dave Naylor told you this on the Green Zone the other day, too, Jamie. Notice that there's no embargo, that we're continuing to have news go on throughout the playoffs. I like that.
Yeah.
I think this is a time when there's peak interest in the Canadian Football League during the playoffs. What's wrong with throwing in another story, the Ryan Dinwiddie story, the Mike O'Shea speculation? It's all fun and games. It's just sports. It's just football. Adds to the intrigue of what's going on and creates more interest in the Canadian Football League.
Does.
Ryan Dinwiddie, that's going to be an interesting move with Ryan Dinwiddie.
Will he take Ottawa?
Young GM too, eh?
And Sean Burke moved up for his president.
He said this week he thinks there will be less on his plate as GM and head coach than there was on his plate as head coach of the Toronto Argonauts with all the scheduling and all the maneuvering of that team, practicing in different facilities and all that stuff. He thinks it's going to be less stress being the GM and head coach in Ottawa than the head coach of the Toronto Argonauts.
Interesting. Yeah, it'd be tough being in Toronto, right? Because, they don't have a permanent facility.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about looking ahead to being able to practice at the same spot and the support that he gets from ownership and fans in Ottawa. You know, it's great to have – Toronto has loyal fans. There aren't many of them, but they also don't have the facility. And how much is their owner – MLSC committed to really supporting them in their run for a Grey Cup all the time. So I think he sees that, and it's a tough step, a tough loss for the Argonauts. But I think Ottawa has made a good move. Bob Dice just wasn't getting it done as a coach there, so now they have somebody who's won two Grey Cups as a head coach.
All right, we have another bold prediction question to get to ahead of the West Final, as that's a look around the Canadian Football League, and that's the turnover battle. The turnover battle for the Riders and the BC Lions. Fumble recoveries for the Riders, interceptions for the Riders, and who will get a turnover? And the same question for the BC Lions.
Jameer Thurman always gets a turnover.
Okay, so Thurman is your choice.
Oh, boy. Can I go 2-2?
How many interceptions?
2-2. The Riders will get 2 interceptions, and they'll get 2 fumbles.
2-2. Belton, who's getting a... let's go with who is getting a turnover for the Riders today.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Milligan.
Milligan? How many interceptions for the Riders tonight?
Oh, boy. I just keep seeing the Ducks go in the air, right?
Malik Kearney just said that.
Let's go. I'm gonna have to go two, I believe.
I'll go one for interceptions for the run. I kind of want to go three. I am going to say Revis gets a turnover today. How many fumble recovers for the Riders? Daryl's saying two.
Fumble recoveries?
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero? I'll say one. Now we go to the BC Lions. Which Lion is going to have a turnover?
Who's
going to
eat? Robert Carter Jr.
Carter Jr. for the Lions. You know what? I'm going to say nobody. No turnovers for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders today. Zero and zero for interceptions and fumble recovery.
I'll go one of each.
One of each. Belton, what do you got?
I'm going to go Williams.
Williams, and how many interceptions, fumble recoveries for BC on the turnover battle?
One and zero. Or you say interception, right?
Interception one?
Yep, interception
and zero one. Fumble recoveries?
Yep.
There you have it. It looks like we're picking the Riders to win the turnover battle. We'll get to our score predictions. Roster check next as we are 15 minutes away from kickoff of the West Final here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone pregame show. We are about 10 minutes away. TSN has the game for you. The Riders favored by 3.5 points against the BC Lions at home. Will it come down to a walk-off field goal like it did for the East Final? The Montreal Alouettes heading to Winnipeg for the Grey Cup with a 19-16 win over the Hamilton Tiger Cats. But let's get to a roster check for the BC Lions. Only one change from their West semifinal. Isaiah Messam comes in for Woodley Apollon. James Butler was a game-time decision, but it looks like he will be good to go, just like last week. Okay.
Ooh, he's got a wonky ankle or foot or something, right? So that can make a difference on a slippery turf today, maybe.
Deep breath. 13 changes for the Saskatchewan Roughriders from their regular season finale as Trevion Tate is back in the lineup. He's missed most of the season, and he talked to Britton.
It was a pec tear, a pec tendon tear. It was crazy, a crazy injury, just because it was a routine play, and it was the first BC game. So it was just very unfortunate. When it happened, obviously, you know, like anyone, I would get down, but you know, when I went in and talked to the docs, and they were just like, you know, these type of injuries can go a certain different type of ways. It just depends on how the person who gets hurt handles it. So I just put my head down, worked hard, and just to give myself a chance to be available for this part of the season. So that's what my thought process was.
If you do start in this playoff game, what's it mean to you that the coaches put you out there?
If I get a chance to start during the game after taking a limited amount of reps, it means the coaches trust me, my teammates trust me. And that's always a great ordeal, a great just like feeling to know that the guys around you from the higher ups, including the teammates, just trust and know that if you're out there, you're going to make the play when your name is called.
So Trevion Tate comes into the lineup. He'll start at left guard. Zach Fry is also back. So you see Darius Washington, Noah Zaire, as well as Braden Noel are all coming off the offensive line who dressed in that last game. No Keyshawn Johnson. Joe Robustelli lands on the roster. Sean Bain Jr. will come off for Joe Robustelli. Also, you have a bunch of receivers. Sam Emelis, Dante Myers, they return. Joe, Mitch Picton come off. Tommy Stevens back as the short yardage quarterback. Jack Cohn comes off the lineup. Brett Lawther back as the kicker for the Rough Riders, replacing Michael Hughes. On defense, Roland Milligan Jr., Marcus Sales, and C.J. Revis were all off in the regular season finale. They are all back. Sheldrick Redwine, Nafis Lyon, and Benny Sapp III are those who come off the roster. Jackson Ford is returning to the lineup. Benoit Marion comes off the defensive line rotation. Mike Rose comes in for Chico Bennett Jr. Nick Weeb is returning as well. Of course, with two Canadian offensive linemen coming off, he takes that one national spot.
Woo!
There we go.
Well done.
There's the changes for the Rough Riders.
They've changed that defensive line. They got seven. Usually they often got nine along that defensive line. And this is one of the toughest quarterbacks in the CFL to catch. Benoit Marion, good special teams player, good spell them off guy. And because they're using at least that a little bit, it's going to be interesting to see how well this defensive line performs against Nathan Rourke.
All right, here's our final prediction. I've already said it. Saskatchewan wins 30-17. Belton Johnson, what's your pick?
Well, I'm going with the Riders, and my score is 32-23.
Cool.
32-23 for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Darryl Davis.
I'm close on that one, too. 32-26.
32-26. We all picked Saskatchewan to appear in a Grey Cup for the first time since 2013. Away we go. The West Final on TSN kickoff in 10 minutes. Enjoy the game. And as always, we will be right here on the Green Zone post-game show on the final whistle to either recap heartbreak or it'll be a very festive post-game show if the Riders punch their ticket to the Grey Cup. Enjoy the game. We'll see you in about 3 hours right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.